This ASAP video is brought to you by Alpha Dog Sports, the leader in innovative athletic development. Check out their new Kevlar indestructible medicine ball at alphadogsports.com. And by Pit Shark Strength Training Equipment. We've visited all of the top strength complexes in the U.S. Pit Shark is everywhere. Check them out at loadthebar.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today we're coming from Georgia Tech, and I'm with one of the guest speakers at Georgia Tech Strength Clinic. He is Rick Court. He's from Mississippi State University. Rick, welcome back to one of our podcasts.
Hey, thanks, Ed, man. I appreciate being back here, and it's always fun spending time with you.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of our regulars. We go, you know, we've been going way back with you on our podcasts, videos, the whole deal. Let's reflect back. You guys had a lot of success back in Mississippi State University. The Bulldogs, you know, your big arrival into Mississippi State country, Starkville. What's going on right now, though? You know, there's some changes that have to be made as far as a new mindset and a new season coming ahead.
Yeah, I mean, last year is done with. It was obviously successful and one of the best ones in the history of the school, which, you know, we all hang our hat on and we're happy. But you know what? As soon as we got back from Miami and the Orange Bowl, my mindset was straight turned to 2015 and what needed to be done to move forward and progress the program, progress the weight program, progress the football program, and my role in that. And right now we just finished our, you know, 4.5 months of training and spring football. And, you know, we got a couple week break now through May before we get started back up in June. And, you know, we've had about 24 hours since our last lift, and I'm already chomping at the bit to get started again.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll tell you what, last night at the clinic here in Atlanta, you gave a really nice talk, a lot of great pointers for coaches. You know, maybe just pick a couple of those pointers and kind of remind us what you said last night.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, focus and cultivate and motivate football players and football teams. And, you know, with the way we do it at Mississippi State, I mean, with the toughness and the grind that we push and we expect, you've got to be able to bring the kids back. And I just talked about, you know, different ways that you can bring kids back into the weight room, into the facility every day with excitement. And I just showed examples of how we do that. And
yeah, Coach, you didn't dazzle a lot of folks with numbers and charts and everything.
Right.
What you dazzled people with and what people connected with was the ideas for motivating and getting the athletes going and all the different stuff that you do down there. It's a little different.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we want to be unusual. We want to be atypical. We want to be a strength staff and a football program that's kind of out in front of what everybody else is doing. And I put a lot of pressure on myself and my strength staff to do that, to be creative, to cultivate the players, to want them to come in and work every day. You know, I think that it's a key part in that relationship building process with the players, and to get the performance results and the numbers and the toughness that you want in the end to put W's up on the board.
Do you guys, does your strength coaching staff have some sort of deal with Starbucks? Because you guys are caffeinated, jolted, juiced up guys. I mean, it's full go.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we got, you know, Brady Collins and Nick Savage who are here with me, and Nate Peoples and Zach Ockenberger. I think they all drink coffee, but the thing is it's just like we talked last night. I mean, our guys are excited to come every day, and if the caffeinated coffee helps, that's great. But I'm not even sure if that's needed with us. Everybody's just passionate to be really successful individually, and then obviously with our team and players.
Ultimately, that's what it takes to be able to do your job at the level that you guys are at. You can't go through the motions.
No, I mean, you can't just, you know, punch a clock in and punch a clock out. It's, you know, what's it going to take? What are you going to do to be different? What are you going to bring to the table every day? How are you going to coach the kids better? You know, how are you going to adapt to situations? Because, you know, if we're not the best at what we do every day, then we got to make sure that we reevaluate why. So, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and I put a lot of pressure on our staff to make sure we're the best. And they come in and I come in, and I think that we really accomplish that goal daily. And moving forward, we're excited about the future.
Just the fact that you're here on the road, you know, it's like you haven't really lost thought of your team back in Starkville. You're ready to get back. I mean, you're ready to hit the road and slam some people. I forget the the word you use, bash them or whatever, but you're ready to get back.
Yeah, we're excited, and, you know, we got a little bit of time. We try to go do some development as well, you know, talking about being on the forefront. We can't just sit in Starkville and do that. So we're opportunity to come out here to Atlanta. We visited some places while we were on the road, had some great talks with some people, and learned some things that we either do want to do or we don't want to do or add in or take away from our program. And I think that we're going to go back and be a better strength program and strength staff because of our 2.5-day trip.
And before you go, Coach, you are going to be in Cincinnati this summer speaking at Kim Woods Strength Clinic.
Right now.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Right now, that looks like the plan, and I'll be heading up there excited to see everybody, excited to talk to everybody and get better up there as well.
You going to bring a cowbell to that one?
You know what? We're gonna have to bring a cowbell. I should have brought one last night. You said there should be one, and I think there needs to be one in my bag for any time I leave Starkville that I can always ring it proud.
That sounds awesome, man. It's all about the boom, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We got boom and explosions, baby. It's always a big day in Starkville.
Hey, Coach, always appreciate you stopping in or we stopping in, wherever we end up meeting, you joining us for our Athletic Strength and Power podcast. It looks like you got to get back to Starkville.
Yeah, it's always fun talking to you guys, and you always know that Starkville can be your second home, and we'll always...
we're going to come down. We're going to haunt you.
Awesome. Thanks
a bunch.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
See you, Coach.